Austin-based singer-songwriter Robert Arellano's musical road has taken some interesting turns. That's the song On Time off his new EP by the same name. And Robert Arellano joins us right now on time from KUT in Austin, Texas. Robert, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Robert, when you were in your 20s, you were in a sort of funk rap band that had some success. You did a record in the mid-90s. You opened for bands, including Fugazi. But then you basically stopped making music for 6 or 7 years. Why'd you stop?
I had sort of peripheral brushes with success, I would say. Then I ended up sobering up from alcohol when I was in my early 30s. And that was kind of a demarcation for me. That was something new. And then I fell in love, got married, had a kid, got into the corporate world. And music went to the back burner for me, I would say. Mm-hmm.
Before we talk about your journey getting back into music, let's listen to another song off the new EP, On Time. This is the song Going On. But it's gone on. We're all out true. It doesn't matter, but it's gone on. We're going out true. It's gone on. With Austin, Texas-based musician Arellano. That was Going On off his new EP, On Time. Robert, obviously, as we just heard in that song, songwriting and playing, you know, called you back into music. And it was a trip to Peru and an experience with the psychoactive brew ayahuasca that sort of inspired you to reconnect with music. Tell us about that.
I had a couple of pretty traumatic things pile up in my early 40s, getting divorced and losing a job and experiencing a prolonged period of joblessness. I think of all of that now as a blessing, in fact, because it took me to a place where I was desperate enough to finally do something that I had thought about for a number of years already, which was to drink ayahuasca, because I had heard stories about it already. I first came across the plants in reading Terence McKenna's Food of the Gods in the 90s. And I found his descriptions of ayahuasca fascinating. So it's called the Vine of Souls. It's borne that name out in my experience. I had a very, very low place where I needed to do something radical and new to change my life.
And this sort of re-energized your creative side on some level.
Yeah, for sure. So actually, the funny thing was the first year after I went to Peru and then came back, and I have since had the good fortune to be able to continue the work. But over that first year, my music actually completely went away. People who knew me as a musician wanted to hear what was happening with my music, because, you know, people have heard about ayahuasca and everything that it does, stimulating creativity and so forth. And I had nothing to tell them for a year, because it felt like my music had been built on a strange, uneasy sort of foundation, and it needed to go away for a while. And then it came back, and it came back with a real force and a real purpose and a real message. And these are the songs that I sent to Cameron. I sent him a handwritten letter with a CD in it.
And it's guitarist and producer Cameron Grider.
Cameron Grider, forgive me. Yes, Cameron Grider
worked with PM Dawn and Chris Cornell and others.
Yeah. And others, yes. So after I had been receiving this new sort of music for a while, I reached out to Cameron and asked him if he would like to get together and work.
So you wrote him a note and he wrote back. I mean, it's pretty cool.
He wrote back, yeah. He wrote back, and it kind of all just came together.
We'll talk some more, but let's hear another bit off the EP. Here's some of More Than Friends. Robert, some not familiar with the effects of ayahuasca, including myself, might say, you know, is this spiritual renewal or a drug cult? I mean, what distinguishes these sort of churches, because I understand you sort of attend an ayahuasca church, from, I don't know, a group drug session?
It's a valid question, and at its worst, I think there's probably nothing distinguishing it. And so it's really up to individual practitioners and congregations of people to take charge of their own experience with the medicine, which is a very, very powerful tool, but I think ultimately will give you what you are asking for. So I think the question is one of intention going into it. And I try and make mine as just as clean and humble as possible and respectful of the medicine. That's very important.
Robert, what do you hope listeners take away from these songs on the new EP and your story?
I don't know. Maybe some hope, maybe some inspiration. I was on my last legs. And I'm not here to say that these plants by themselves are some sort of magic pill. They're most certainly not. But I know that I came to them with an open heart and a pretty transparent intention. And they've really rejuvenated and energized my life. And I'm grateful beyond measure for that. And the music that people will hopefully enjoy that I've produced is inextricably tied to this work, this plant medicine work.
Musician Robert Arellano, it was a pleasure speaking with you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Let's go out on a live tune. How about a live version of Medicina Boa?
You bet.
I could leave this life today. Only God is in my way. Complete my mission here is the thing that I'll do. There's a little one with me. We're as close can be. Someday I will let her go. How I'll do that, I don't know. Que medicina boa. Jesus Cristo abençoe. Viajar com a Virgem Mãe e chorar com meu papai. Dá-me força e dá-me amor. Jesus Cristo Redentor. Para subir lá nas alturas, antes de descanso no frio da sepultura.
Robert, thank you.
Thank you so much.